If you're just tuning in, we have James and Andre on from the outreach team at the Aqua Bowl to talk about Vincentian Service Day and specifically the Aqua Bowl's role in Vincentian Service Day. So I thought that we would start by just thinking sort of like in general, how do you guys feel like this service day might connect to Vincentian values that the university holds? James, you have any ideas?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, of course. Like, so thinking of like Vincentian values and what it means to be a Vincentian organization, how does this day contribute to that?
Well, I think it gets us out in the community, which is a major part of the Vincentian values, not just to, you know, say that you should do things, but to actually go out and then do them.
Yeah, absolutely. And like to not, yeah, like the action aspect of that. And I think also like whenever I think of the Vincentian thing, I remember that like this university is named after Vincent de Paul. Like it's like it should be something that we
Saint Vincent. Mm-hmm. Right. I think it's really interesting that at the beginning of the school year, I don't know if everyone knows this, but like, you know, typically if we would start classes for the fall quarter on a Monday, DePaul always shuts down on that first Monday and starts classes on Tuesday. And then they say the reason we're not going to start school on Monday is so that in theory, it's supposed to encourage everyone to go out and do volunteer work to like start out the year. So they have right. a lot of Vincentian Service Day like plans on the first day of every school year.
Right.
And it's obviously not required. But I think that's really incredible that they're like, instead of having a first day of school, you should start out your year, start out your academic year by giving back. Like, I think that's really cool part of
respect.
What DePaul does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I also really just appreciate the opportunities being provided. You know, it's difficult at times to know you may want to help, but how to do it. And for them to provide the opportunity for so many different great organizations, I think is a really nice service for them to provide to us, to allow us to provide service to other people.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, I want to help people. Like there's so many different places to go that it can feel like, well, if I don't know where to go, like now you have an idea and you can like, yeah, seek it out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you guys think is like the concept or definition of service? Because there's so many different forms, I feel like, to give back to specific issues. And so what do you think characterizes service exclusively, like as a service in Vincentian Service Day?
You know, I think doing this service or service in general is about giving back all that you can for the community, but a big part of it is not expecting anything in return. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not doing this for some kind of ulterior motive or anything. You're doing it purely for the reason of serving others.
Yeah.
You know, and giving that support for them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's really great about this university and that we have this day. Because, you know, we're always saying we're a very inclusive school, you know, and we're always supportive of everybody coming here. But we need to practice what we preach. You know, we're always saying these things. But do we ever have a chance to actually go in Chicago, like that outreach, like reaching out to other people in other neighborhoods and saying, look, we're able to do this thing and we're not expecting anything in return. We want to do it for you because that's what the value is about.
Right. That's actually a really good point about like the inclusivity at a school like DePaul with Vincentian values that maybe other like private schools or like religious schools might not have. But the fact that there's a Vincentian value on it, like I think that does make the university feel a little more inclusive than it might otherwise, for sure. So I also was thinking about, you know, how the Writing Center's work connects to Vincentian ideals and values in terms of like, what's the, what are similarities, I guess, is the question between like doing a service like this, like going out and like serving at, you know, helping at a food pantry or something through a service day like this and the work that the Aqua Bowl does every day?
Well, I think that, you know, in our appointments with writers, we don't just say, what's the assignment? Let's just only focus on that. We try to talk to them as an actual person and see, you know, how their day is going, mm-hmm. What we can do for them in the session that, you know, might help them organize things. You know, we don't just treat only the paper. And I think that DePaul going out into the community and us joining that effort is a way of us not only focusing on the academic side of our presence in Chicago, but to extend it to like the whole of Chicago in the same way that we try to meet with the whole of the writers in our appointments.
Yeah, and my two cents is I've actually been on the receiving end of that because I have visited the Writing Center and gotten papers read and checked.
Ding, ding, ding.
And I can say that they are very, very considerate. It is about the person, not the paper, not the assignment, and how that person feels with their writing and how the tutor can offer what they can for this person, as well as to let them see, hey, you're not a terrible writer. Like, this is what you can do to change it, or I'll offer you my advice. But it's not, you know, like this making you go there and feel guilty, like, oh, this is terrible work. I have to start it up from scratch or something.
Absolutely.
I actually have a question. As far as, like, I think, you know, we all kind of understand the way that Vincentian values are represented at DePaul, and it's very, very important. But there are a lot of people who might say, you know, I don't have the time to volunteer, or it's not something that they do very habitually. Have you guys thought of, I guess, in your specific attempt to have like a, you know, an activity for Vincentian Service Day, have you thought of any ideas of like how you could get people to participate, and like what kind of tactics are you using for that?
I think actually having more opportunities, because if the issue is time, you know, if we have way more events offer, like we're offering them up for people, hey, there's this, that would you, do you have time to pitch in for it? There's no pressure, of course, mm-hmm. you know, because doing the service is not about being forced to do it. It's about you wanting to do it internally. And if you don't have time for it, that's totally fine. You can, you know, look back at your schedule and say, hey, if I do have free time in the future, that's where I might allocate it.
And then also, you know, Andrea sent out a few emails just to the Aqua Bowl in general. And really, as long as people were available, we got a very positive response. So there wasn't a lot of us needing to like prod people to do it. It was more just if they had the opportunity, then they were pretty excited about it in general. So I felt like there was not, we didn't have to try too hard to get people to be excited about it, which was really reassuring and nice.
Yeah. And why do you guys think that, or if you do, it's important for the Writing Center to contribute to the Vincentian Service Day?
I think it's that huge thing about community, our identity, like who we are, as well as like we're not just the Equable, we're also the Equable at DePaul. Mm-hmm. And DePaul University is all about these certain values, and we have to contribute back to the mothership, you know, like we have to show that we're all like this united front, whether we're, you know, writers or, you know, people who are working in the offices or, you know, the athletic people, we're all generally the same. We're all DePaul demons, you know, like we all have to unite and put forth our best effort in showing that we are this really united, welcoming presence in Chicago.
I love that. Nice.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that your comment about identity was really, really great, especially in considering how at the Writing Center, like we do have a very strong identity and like brand, if you will, that we've created. And I think it's really telling that as someone who works at the Writing Center, and I would love to hear your opinion, Andres, as like an edge turn, I do think that we have a very, very strong sense of community at the Writing Center. It's very, even though we have two offices and two locations, it's such a home to everyone who works there. And it's, I feel like every time we have writers come in, we welcome them like they're a guest, like, oh, sit down. If we had tea to offer you, we would probably give it to you and cookies. So I think that that sense of community and that sense of identity is really important. And then pushing that forward to not just the, like from the Writing Center to DePaul, but DePaul out to Absolutely. The Chicago area. But you know, do you sense that aspect of community at the Writing Center? And then how do you feel like you could push that forward and kind of spread that in your Vincentian Service Day into the city of Chicago?
Yeah, I definitely, when I first actually went to the Writing Center in the fall, you know, I really got this strong sense of, you know, like hominess, kind of what you said, that the Equable is a home, and people were so caring and compassionate with each other, as well as, you know, staying at a professional level, but also, you know, not being like stiffs, you know, or robots communicating with each other. And that's
everyone here on
really,
Sprawl
really
is
love.
Very stiff.